In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Whoever says that that change is always for the better is a fool. One need only look at and contrast the traditional translations of sacred scripture with some of the current ones. Let's look at this. What profit is there for one to gain the whole world, yet lose or forfeit himself? Yeah, that's okay. But think of the old one. What profit a man that he should gain the whole world, yet lose his soul? Yeah, that's a little bit more, it's got a little bit more oomph to it, doesn't it? Yeah, I like the older translations better. And by older, I don't mean the ones from the 60s. I mean the ones from the 1560s. Yeah, the ones are, those are much better. But enough whining on my part. Let's move on to our first reading, where Moses, after giving the people the law, tells them that God is giving them a very real choice. The choice between life and death, the blessing and the curse. And what is this choice based upon? Being obedient to God and to his commandments. If you are obedient to God and his commandments, you get life. Sounds like a pretty good reward. Sounds like a relatively easy choice. And yet there are those who, knowing this, are disobedient to God, where it brings death and a curse. Just remember that our God respects us enough that our choices have very real impacts. Death or life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.